No, absolutely not. I mean, it hasn't had an end game in Gaza. Certainly, it has none in the West Bank. And obviously, everything, all of that is related to what's going on in southern Lebanon. So there's still no end game there. So we're looking at a different, stringing together of different tactical and operational objectives to kind of make up an overall strategy. But obviously, that's not how it works. It's very much bottom up. And this is also why Israel has been continuously over the last 12 months kind of trapped in what we call mission creep, which means they're kind of creeping from one to the next objective without a real achievable end game in place. And if the overall objective is obviously to return Israeli citizens to northern Israel and doing that safely, then you need to create a situation where Hezbollah A cannot fire and doesn't fire rockets anymore, and B, you need to be able to maintain this status, that even if you were to achieve it in southern Lebanon, you need to be able to maintain it. So just seizing ground. And then potentially, obviously, the argument is they don't want to hold the ground. They want to retreat then. And even holding it would be extremely risky, will be requiring quite a lot of capacity. And then holding it for an extensive period of time, or then withdrawing from it, would create a vacuum where Hezbollah would move back in. So I think the overall objective now is degradation, eroding command and control, communications, and the ability for them to launch missiles. The longer this will go on for, the longer, as long as that's going on for, Hezbollah will continue striking and will try to hit Israel where it hurts.
Hezbollah is much stronger than Hamas. And as you said, Israel wants to degrade Hezbollah, and that's why they've gone in. But can it continue fighting on these multiple fronts like this for several months now? And how can it do that without the United States getting more involved?
They can. I mean, the U.S. is already complicit in all of this. Obviously, they're underwriting the entire campaign. And that's the big problem, because, whoever's going to be the next president is saying that the U.S. should not be drawn into this sort of conflict. And they are being drawn in already, whether this is with Iran or just by obviously delivering billions of dollars worth of military aid to Israel for a war that seems to be now, it's the longest war in Israel's history. Netanyahu has been unable to deliver on any of the objectives in Gaza. So Hamas has been degraded, but still operational, hostages on a home, tunnel system still intact. Hamas is still able to launch, even if it's much less than before, able to launch attacks. So I do think that this, the same scenario will probably happen in Lebanon, because Hezbollah is stronger than Hamas. It's better prepared. It had 18 years to do so, had a lot more support from Iran, has a tunnel infrastructure that is very, very much intact, much deeper underground, constructed by engineers from Iran, North Korea. So, the situation is far worse than in Gaza. And you have an IDF that is now bogged down on four fronts, Lebanon, West Bank, Gaza, and Iran. So there's a massive overstretch.
You say that, they need a quick win. And we're also talking timing with the U.S. election coming up in just a month or so. I mean, how does this affect the whole campaign here in the U.S. with trying to make Israel force Netanyahu to, a long time ago, try to reach a ceasefire, and it's not happening? What does it do to the political side of things?
Well, obviously, the United States looks tremendously weak. I think in the history of the Middle East, of the very fairly short history that the U.S. had in the Middle East over the last, five decades, the U.S. has never looked as weak as they are looking at the moment. Completely undecisive. Don't know what they want. They say on one hand, we want Israel to stop, but we're also delivering more weapons. It hasn't. There have been several red lines the U.S. put in, whether it was going into Rafah, whether it was about going into Lebanon. There were a couple of ceasefires the U.S. has presented to the Netanyahu government. Every single time, red lines were crossed, ceasefires and off-ramps were ignored by the Netanyahu government. And the U.S. has done very little, pretty much nothing. And there have been some reputational issues, where the U.S. has called out publicly the Israelis, but there haven't been any real coercive consequences for that.